Idaho has maintained one of the lowest unemployment rates in the country throughout the pandemic. But as Troy Oppie explains, the state's weekly jobless reports are missing key data sets.
First, a primer. If you're laid off from your job, you apply for unemployment benefits. That's an initial claim. The benefit you qualify for lands in your bank account from Idaho's unemployment trust fund each week you remain unemployed. That's a continuing claim.
State benefits typically continue for around 6 months, but then after that, the benefits dry up.
That's Michael Farron, a research fellow at the Mercatus Center at George Mason University. He specializes in unemployment and labor. Through the CARES Act, the federal government extended unemployment benefits an additional 13 weeks beyond the state's 6 months. A second federal program offers unemployment benefits to self-employed and independent contractors, normally ineligible for state unemployment.
These programs have allowed people who otherwise would have been running back and trying to find whatever jobs that are available, it has allowed them to remain unemployed, but not searching for work, and it's probably helped avoid spreading the virus even more.
In Idaho, anyone who files a claim for the first time is counted as an initial claim. But self-employed and freelancers who qualify for federal, not state, benefits have not been counted in Idaho's weekly report of continued claims. For example, the week ending October 24th, the Idaho Department of Labor says over 8,000 people received continuing claims. Not included in that tally, nearly 16,000 more Idahoans receiving continued claims paid by federal benefits. Added together, the number of Idahoans making continued unemployment claims that week, 24,000. Three times the number the state reported.
I don't necessarily fault Idaho for only releasing the number of people on the state program, but it would be good if the department had been able to provide a little bit more nuance to the data.
The Labor Department did not make anyone available to comment, but sent a lengthy statement saying their focus was on processing claims and getting benefits paid during an overwhelming time. That data didn't show up in the state's weekly reports, but it was made available to federal agencies. In its statement, Labor called its weekly data a barometer indicating employment trends. Farron, from George Mason, says weekly reports never provide the full picture.
The statistic that remains constant through all of this is the unemployment rate. And the unemployment rate in Idaho is substantially up over last year.
The two federal unemployment benefit programs both expire December 26th, and without action from Congress, those thousands of Idahoans on federal benefits will have that financial aid cut off as the pandemic economy teeters on the brink. Troy Oppie, Boise State Public Radio News.
Idaho's neighboring states each include continuing claims for federal unemployment benefits in their weekly reports, except Washington State, which includes a disclaimer clearly explaining those numbers are not included.